Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? You already know what it is. It's your boy DJ Ross Sticky with the Trap House Sundays. You feel me? Weekly trap segment. You already know what it is, baby. You know, this is the pre-couch warm-up. You know what it is. So check, man. This week, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be talking about different things with the Black Panther movie. This is the Black Panther movie review segment, so you already know what it is. You feel me? We're going to go in depth for my opinion on the whole Black Panther movie and tell you how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me first go ahead and start off with, you know, it was a great movie. You know, it was good. You know, I was fucking with it. My 5-star rating, I'll give it a 4.5. 4.5, when some people be like, yo, that shit was excellent. Reason why I say 4.5, man, it's a lot of reasons. You feel me? One of the main reasons for me is the fact that it was an action movie. And I really feel like a lot of the action scenes, especially with Black Panther, was kind of like subpar. You feel me? Like, shit, the goddamn girl with the spear had more better action scenes than the actual hero of the movie. And, you know, it don't make no sense to me how, you know, you, the star, don't really have good action scenes. And the most you do is just ride on top of a car and just make a force field whenever you just got your ass kicked or somebody done beat up on you or shot at you for a numerous time. So you got this bide factor going on. So you absorb all this ass kicking you getting, and then you throw the energy right back at your enemy. So that's kind of, you know, penetrable suit, whatever, typical, right? My whole thing is, I felt like his action scene, especially with the spear, and especially when he was outside the uniform, his action scenes was kind of whack to me. Like, I felt like the movie could have went a little more in depth with the storyline, the culture, and, you know, when I mean the culture, I mean, like, shit, give me, you know, like in martial arts movies, you know, when they go down lineages of different cultures and stuff like that, you get to see their different arts and shit, like with the monkey people, right? Shit, they couldn't have a monkey style fighting style, or him being a jaguar, he couldn't have a jaguar style, or, you know, it was just, I felt like they could have gave, you know, Africa more, you know what I'm saying, its own martial arts, its own something, you know what I'm saying, other than tribes and spears and all that bullshit. That was my whole take on the action scene, but other than that, graphics was great. The story of Wakanda itself, the country itself, was very good. I like how it was far along with technology, and, you know, vibranium only could be found in Wakanda, and that's what helped them get more technologically advanced. You feel me? So, that, you know, I was feeling that. You know what I mean? So, you know, the whole thing about Wakanda was tight work. The structure of Wakanda was tight work. I like the fact that they got spies everywhere in the world. And it's very interesting what happened. You feel me? But at the same time, I didn't like the spaceship. It looked like a futuristic Doritos ship flying around. I wasn't fucking with that. Could have did a better design on the spaceship. Anything else I feel like that was fucked up in the movie? The weapons didn't make sense. Like, the one with the white guy with the hand. If you're able to blow up and disintegrate a whole car, how the hell that same blast didn't kill the lady with the spear and the other girl? Like, that's kind of crazy. The whole car gets peeled back, but y'all two survive? That's kind of bullshit. So, it was some things that just didn't add up to me, but other than that, you feel me? It was a good movie, you know what I'm saying? I really give it a 4.5. I felt like, you know, they did their thing. I'm really more of a black, a Spawn and a Green Lantern type dude for black heroes. But hey, you know, Black Panther was a great start for the Marvel series, Marvel and franchise to get started on. So I ain't mad at it, you feel me? But future reference, they could do better. Make it a little more raw, you know what I mean? But hey, you already know this is Weekly Traps. Your boy DJ Ross Sticky, man. You already know what we doing. You already know what time it is, baby. Peace and love. Y'all get tuned in, man. Tune in to us tomorrow night, man. 8 to 10, 8 to 11 p.m. You already know. On the Great FM, download the app. Strap Out Sundays, baby. Y'all. You can't drink all. Yeah. It's Trap House Sundays, man. You already know we back, man. It's your boy DJ Ron Sticky. It's part two of the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Premiere.
Champagne with breakfast while I'm yawning.
The movie's about to start soon.
Can't drink all day.
So you know we vibing.
Morning.
Hey.
Lord, forgive me, I can't take things slowly.
So there's different things about, you know, the Black Panther, you feel me?
And once I get going,
he's the first black superhero.
Take it all off of me. Trying to stay
from Marvel.
To me. I gotta catch myself. I can't blame myself. I need to.
And,
easy.
I'm gonna just go in.
Easy.
Yeah. Got the vibe right quick. That's that shit.
Visa. You need a money and visa.
And what you listening to is that Drake.
All
signs.
It's from me. I can't say no.
No, you know I'm good.
Say please.
Stick.
I can't say no.
Okay.
Holly shot.
Ah.
You need a.
Check.
Baby with me.
Let's go.
And I'm taking my time. Just wait. Don't leave. I can't say no. When you say please. I can say no.
Like Paige and dance like Jenny.
Say what?
Yeah. You want a supermodel pose like my real friend Winnie.
Let's go, let's go.
Vacation is done, but I'm not finished. No.
Champagne with breakfast while I'm yawning.
Let's go.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Alright.
Lord forgive me, I can't take things slowly. I'm going on them once I get going. Trying to take it all off of me. Trying to stay real close to me. I gotta catch myself. I can't play myself. I need to take it easy.
Let's get it
easy.
Let's get alive.
Easy.
Trap out.
Easy.
What a weak vibe.
I stay to myself.
Yeah.
I'll explain myself.
What, yeah.
I can't play myself.
Tell them all.
Our first night, holy night, 5 in the morning, yeah.
So you already know, man.
And it feels like you're mine.
Y'all make sure y'all look at that Pacific Rim too, man. Uprising, man, that shit look hard.
Playing it wrong.
Regardless, man.
It's
about Black Panther right now.
Laughing it off.
I honestly feel like that's it's tight work, you know what I'm saying?
Signs of
whatever they be bringing in, you know, Black Panther at this time and age.
Taking my time.
Because the graphics that we're using now, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, movies is very up to par, so.
I'm
glad they brought it out at this time and era, you feel me?
Trying to take it all off of me.
I feel like it would have came out any time back in the days. It would have been cheesy.
I gotta catch my
cheesy as fuck.
I can't play myself. I need to take it easy, easy, easy.
But yeah, man, so, you know, Black Panther is taking place
easy.
In a mystical country that's like in Africa called Wakanda. It's a very up-to-date, more modern-ass city, you feel me? And it's like hidden. They're very up to date with technology. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know that. You know that how they got the whole thing set up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But you know we vibing,
yeah,
though.
Sis got blah, boy. Sis got blah.
Yeah. So you already know, man. I'm finna go ahead and check out this movie real soon, man.
Yeah.
Going through the credits right now.
901 Chevy Drive, look alive, look alive.
But we lit in this bitch.
Side, got it on the
yeah.
Oh well, fuck them dog. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get rested, go outside, and I spit it with the guys.
Huh?
We up on the
huh?
Other side. Yeah. Niggas acting like we tied. I've been gone since like
July. So you know I'm DJ, not the car.
Like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo
did. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, man, each and every Sunday on the Greater Film. Just download the app.
If I fucked up, I'ma be
downtown, man. You did. Let's go.
Push me to the edge.
Trap.
Really
trap.
Man, I'm not the blame, man. It's fucking.
Hello, Anita Love to Hate here. I had to call in and thank you for favoring my station, my podcast. I appreciate it. I love it. It means a lot to me. I love your energy. I love your segments. I love it. Keep doing your thing. I don't think any type of situation is better than the next. The difference between this situation is kids mainly that were killed. Four is in the black area. We're killing each other. So that makes us stupid in itself. I think the big issue with this situation from the shooting is the easy accessible to guns. I don't understand what an 18 or 20 year old needs with an AR-15. That's just my opinion. I don't know. But thank you. I appreciate you. Keep doing your thing and I will continue to support. God bless.
Yeah, man, it's Trap Out Sundays, man. You already know what time it is, baby. You know we going live. It's a Black Panther segment.
Nope.
Yeah.
Diplomatic community, fuck 'em. All that peace and that unity, all that weak shit will ruin me, fuck 'em.
This vibe with your boy.
Yeah. Cause niggas started talking to
Trap.
I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course. Gassed off journalistic. Come at me and all you'll get is the ballistic report.
Yeah, man, you already know, man.
Norman Wiley's way to twist it.
It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky.
I got multicolored rings like the Olympics, of course. At award shows, cutting through.
We actually heading to our own premiere of the Black Panther movie.
Me, what said that is, boy? I be walking around the six like I invented it, boy.
So, you know, we gonna give y'all a little opinion on that bitch.
The one with the fewest lies and the shortest ties. They try to
well, right now, we vibing.
Like a job straight out of high school, there's no you and I. I taught you everything you know, now you got student pride. All factual. I call the house, the embassy, the studio, the chapel. I hate to travel. I just pulled up on Solana's show, the girls are natural. I know it way back when Hollywood was international. Yeah, the furthest I've been, that's where to my ends. Word of the flags that belong in the hood of my Benz. Very presidential. I broke all the codes for zoning in my residential. I broke spirits that I never meant to. My body isn't much of a sacred temple. With vodka and wine and sleep at the opposite times. Promise shit is getting out of line like when you make a stencil. Or getting out of line like when you break a pencil. Violating the treaty of a side ship.
Yeah, man, you already know.
But no cease and desist in
how y'all feel about Black Panther movie, man?
I listen to heavy metal for meditation. No silence. Like Santa's on the Detroit Lions. Get a run around and I bury it where they...
Y'all feel it's about time.
Motor City Casino. I'm at the cage with my old license. They tell me don't worry. I got your money like old...
Y'all feel it's a good representation.
Dirty 30 working on me. Tired of women that may tag me in pictures airing my dirty laundry. Catering is from Giorgio Vardy, Robin's favorite. Shit is nice, but I prefer Madeo. Calamari rings and tomato. I got the sauce, and now shorties keep claiming Prego. Waking up at 6 p.m. like...
Do y'all feel like it's a good movie to encourage the youths, encourage the community?
Creation at dinner tables. 2010 was when I lost my...
Let me know what y'all think.
2017, I lost a J-Lo.
You about to go check ours out.
Me on front page, though. I had to lay low. Hot topic like your everyday clothes. Closed off, but I could never stay closed. Billboard Awards, I claim 13 out of...
Yeah, I feel like it should be more Black Panther-style movies.
Guess when it comes to me, it's not the same, no. All goody.
Yeah.
Teach me to do the things we all couldn't. Niggas staking out the crib, it's all gravy. Protection that God gave me. Shit is complex like short niggas round tall ladies. I gotta watch who I'm talking to.
Yeah, man, we vibing out. You already know it's Trap Out Sunday.
Friends turn and sit around and talk
to
other careers, judging their peers. Knowledge from niggas who did not contribute to none of this here. Cover my ears, my security, government's here. Yeah, advance the venue so we know the exits. Check the guest list. If ops make an appearance, at least it's expected. Tell them I don't want a link like a broken necklace. I'll be in better company with my own reflection. Mirror, mirror, on the ceiling of my suite in the royal palace. The TV playing Al Jazeera. Inshallah, I hope the mission keeps on getting clearer. Whenever, wherever, OVO will always be together like Shakira.
Backstory in. Black Panther
man. You already know it's Trap Out Sundays, man. Best believe. You already know what time it is, man. It's Trap Out Sundays in this bitch, man. Each and every Sunday, man. Best believe y'all listen to Trap House on the weekly vibe. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're gonna be back.
Champagne with breakfast while I'm yawning.
We turning up. Hey.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
You like the vibe? Just click on that next link, man.
Lord, forgive me, I can't.
We'll back that shit up for y'all. You already know. It's Trap House.
I'm going on them once I get going.
Sunday.
Hey, Trap House, this is Missy Bomb, Reality Speaks. I just wanted to say thank you for favoring my station. Also, I was looking, you know, to see, you know, to listen to some of your content to see what, you know, what that's all about, you know. Actually, you know, every time I hear the phrase Trap House now, I'm like, you know, I'm so intrigued. I'm looking like, what's going on? Because the true story with me, I moved here to Atlanta like a little bit over a year ago. I went to see 2 Chainz' Pink Trap House, you know, which is what he was promoting his album, whatever, Girls Like Trap Music. And ever since then, I've been inspired. So I've been going out, you know, I've been doing more, you know what I mean? Just getting out there, you know, with my poetry, with my lyrics, you know, with just everything, writing books, just everything. So I've been inspired. So I want to know what's up with that Trap House. All of that.
Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky of Trap House Sundays, man. You're listening to us live during the week, the weekly vibe. You already know, man, live on Anchor, you feel me? But you already know, you can tune in to us each and every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Great FM, you know what I'm saying? Straight like that. All you got to do is download the app, man. You already know what time it is, baby. On Google Play or the App Store. You feel me? And just type in simple words, man. It's D-A-G-R number 8-F-M. Yeah, man. You already know, man. Type that in. You feel me? And you see the yellowish white looking app. Download that. It's free. And you can hear us anywhere in the world. Yes, that's simple. You already know what it is, man. So straight like that. Each and every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's Trap House Sundays. And for all my artists that's trying to get their music heard, just submit your music to traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. You feel me? We got all type of upcoming events. You feel me? So best believe artists, you can get your music heard. Fuck it with us, man. Straight like that. We do it for all the upcoming indie artists, man, around the world. So you know what I'm saying? It's the loudest radio show on a Sunday night. Best believe that. You're dealing with Trap House Sundays, man. And be on the look for the re-up show, the Saturday night re-up show. Coming back with a dope of soap challenge, man, for all the music submits. You feel me? So holler at me, bruh. You already know what time it is, man. It's Trap House Sundays, baby. Fuck with us, you hear me? And you will be listening to us live each and every fucking day on the weekly vibe. It's Trap House, baby, with your boy, DJ Raw Sticky. Y'all.